Hey Killers, I'm Maria.
And I'm Melissa.
Today we will be discussing the most famous murder mystery of all time, And Then There Were None by Agatha Christie.
Make sure your doors are locked and listen in. Ten people, each with something to hide and something to fear, are invited to an isolated mansion on Indian Island by a host who, surprisingly, fails to appear. On the island, they are cut off from everything but each other and the inescapable shadows of their own past lives. One by one, the guests share the darkest secrets of their wicked past, and one by one, they die. Which among them is the killer? And will any of them survive?
We made it through this book. And Then There Were None. I can't wait to discuss this with you. So, what did you think?
Maria, I don't think I know what I thought of this book.
I think I know what you thought, so.
And I'm trying to be nice. This was not my cup of tea, personally.
Yeah. I feel like I heard that from a lot of people. And then I heard that other people really liked it. I feel like this is one that you're either going to love or you're just not going to vibe with it.
Yeah, I was on the not vibing side until though. Okay, so side story. I know you told me to watch Pretty Little Liar, or no, you told me to watch Cruel Summer. I watched Cruel Summer, and then after I binged all the episodes, like an episode of like the new Pretty Little Liars came on, and in the first episode, they were talking in English class about this book, and it actually made me really intrigued after reading it.
Really?
Yeah, they were just analyzing the book and, like, what the isolation and fear and, like, it was just, like, went really deep. And I'm like, oh, I might need to reread it again.
I know. It is really short. You could reread it in, like, a few hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, before we fully dive into the book, I just want to tell you a little bit about Agatha herself. So she ended up finding herself in a little bit of a missing persons mystery that I didn't know about until I started researching her. And according to Wikipedia, so she was born on September 15th, 1890, and died on January 12th, 1976 at the age of 85. So she is the best-selling fiction writer with almost 2 billion copies sold worldwide. So best-selling fiction writer of all time. But I want to tell you about a mystery that has never been fully explained about Agatha Christie. Have you heard about this mystery?
No, but I'm really excited. So spill the tea.
So her husband, Archie, asked for a divorce from her because he actually fell in love with someone else. And Agatha and Archie were supposed to go on vacation. I don't know if it was planned for them to go together or not together. I don't know what the deal was. But he told Agatha not to come, that he was going to go by himself. So Agatha literally got in her car and drove away. And she was missing for 10 days. And there were more than 1,000 officers looking for her, over 15,000 volunteers looking for her, until she was finally discovered staying in this hotel. And she was under the name of her husband's mistress.
Stop.
Yes. Just extreme pettiness. Like, I would probably do the same thing. But honestly, so the mystery that comes with this story is that she was diagnosed with memory loss because I feel like she couldn't remember where she had been or how she even ended up there. But I mean, this was all over the news. It was huge. It like made national news. And so some people say that this was some kind of episode, she had memory loss, but then other people say that she just was trying to embarrass her husband.
Yeah, I lean on the side of, like, she probably got super drunk, checked into the hotel under the mistress's name. Like, I feel like I would hang out with someone who did that.
I honestly think it was probably more leaning towards the whole husband thing.
Yeah.
To this day, no one knows, obviously, why she did it. But I think as women, we could probably understand where she was coming from.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. That's an awesome story. Who would have thought?
I know.
Was it before or after she wrote this book?
Oh my gosh, I should have researched that.
We can Google it later.
I think it may have been before. I think. But yeah, I mean, she definitely knew what she could do to just get away for a few days because she kind of wrote the rules on mystery. So
this just made me love her more.
I know. I think she wanted to be found, though, because if she didn't want to be found, I don't think anyone would have ever found her.
Do you think that she, like, ran away and kind of tried to make it seem like it was him, though?
I don't know. I actually didn't think about that. Maybe.
Like, punish him a little bit, have him be that mean suspect, because it's always the husband. Guys, it's always the husband.
It's always the husband. Probably. I honestly didn't think about that. Because, so they found her car somewhere, and, but yeah, she could have. I guess she didn't think it was going to be as big as it was when she went missing. She didn't expect it to be just news everywhere. So it kind of backfired on her a little bit, but yeah, maybe she was trying to frame her husband.
Maybe. Or just maybe this was back in the day before cell phones and being connected to the world 24/7 existed, and she just did her thing.
Yeah, she was like, peace out. I need a break from all of you people.
Yeah, I love her.
I know. The fact that she signed in under the mistress's name, so it wasn't her full name, it was the last name, but I still think it's pretty funny.
I think that's hilarious.
Okay, so now that we know a little bit about Agatha, I feel like we can kind of relate to her on a different level. So let's talk about the book. Is it what you expected it was going to be, especially knowing that it is the world's best-selling mystery?
I was expecting something completely different. So for me, it is not what I expected. How about you?
I honestly think it was exactly kind of what I expected it to be. I think so. And honestly, I think it's because I've been to murder mystery parties, and that's kind of how I pictured the book would be. But I didn't think that I was expecting all of the, like, the language difference. And there were some things in the book that I definitely didn't feel super comfortable with.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was definitely just the way that they talked and held conversations and just the manner in which the characters interacted with each other made it really hard for me to connect and kind of place myself into that story.
Yeah, and they had all basically killed someone or done something.
Yeah, everyone had something that they did wrong.
Exactly. But no, you're right. They were all, and even the women, how after the butler and his wife died or get murdered, how they have to take care of everyone else.
That was annoying. So go fix your own pot of tea.
I know. This is just, it just tells you how different times were. Because now, as women, you, like, think about those things. But before, no one probably would have even, like, blinked an eye. It's like, oh.
Right.
Let's. And also, can we talk about how the butler just kept being a butler after his wife died? Did you find that weird?
Yes. Yeah. So that kind of made me feel like the butler killed his wife at the time when reading it, because I don't know. He literally was like, oh, my wife's dead. Better go downstairs and get my butler on. Like, he didn't take any bereavement time. It was very strange.
I know. He was just making tea, and it was so weird. Like, if my husband, I would not be able to do anything. And he just kept on keeping on.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the times back then, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. So, do you think that the time period had a big impact on the book? Do you think it would have been different if it was a different time or place?
Yeah, of course. I think if it was, like, more nowadays or, like, any time within the last, like, 15 years, it would have never, like, really happened, because everyone's so much more connected now and knows everybody's business and, like, you know, it's just everything. Information is just so instant nowadays. What do you think?
Yeah, no, there's no way it could have happened. There's no way. I mean, someone would have had a phone. And even the house itself, I mean, was just super creepy and...
Yeah. This is just one of those books that's really hard to just picture actually happening.
Yeah. It's very much like a movie that you would just watch.
It reminds me of Clue.
Yeah. It's just like Clue. But honestly, thinking about the house, though, or the mansion, I wouldn't mind living in it. It sounded like nice and creepy. It's my style.
Yeah, I like the whole island thing.
I know. And just the water and the waves. Like, it just sounded really relaxing, minus, you know, being hunted down the whole time.
Yeah. Minus, like, the killing going on all over. But.
Okay, so.
That's okay.
Let's talk about the book theory, or let's talk about book theories right now. Who did you think did it while you were reading the book?
I wasn't sure. I thought it was that creepy old lady whose name I should know, but I can't think of it because
the religious
I didn't
one?
Connect with her. Yes. Yes, I thought it was her because she just, like, kind of at the beginning just was like, oh, you're sinners, all you sinners. So I thought it was like a – I thought she was just kind of getting revenge in the name of, like, God. I know that doesn't make any sense, but that was in my mind. What did you think?
I don't know. See, every time I thought it was someone, because, like, she would give you a clue as to why you might think it was someone, like the butler, how he had that little smirk on his face, and then the next chapter he died. Mm-hmm. And then she would make someone look super suspicious, and then 2 minutes later they were dead. So,
yeah.
After that happened the first or second time, then I stopped guessing. I was like, I don't know. It could be anyone. And then I started thinking, well, maybe there's someone else on the island.
Yeah. I don't know. This was a hard one for me to kind of figure out.
It was really hard. But yeah, I honestly didn't know who it was ever. And even in the end, I was super happy with the end, but I had no idea at all. So
yeah. I still haven't read the end.
Wait, you still didn't read it?
I can't find my book.
So, just for everyone listening, Alyssa did read the full book, but we picked this book for our real book club, and we were all talking about the book, and then we got to the end and we were talking about, you know, how we each liked it and what we thought about it, and then Alyssa goes, wait, you guys know who the killer was? And we were like, yeah, it was in the book. And she goes, wait, where? I was like, it's literally the last chapter. And so Alyssa didn't read the last chapter of the book. So, well, honestly, it was after the epilogue. So you really wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I read the epilogue. I definitely read the epilogue. And then I thought the page after that, like, has a picture. So I'm like, oh, it's about mm-hmm. the author. Don't have time to do this. I've got screaming kids, but I'm glad I finished this book. Not very satisfying for me because, like, I still don't know who did it. Like, and it's going to, like, leave me wondering. And then at book club, you guys were like, oh, yeah, like, I can't believe it is who it is. And I was like, what? How do you know this? Is there, like, a part two? Was there a movie? Like, can someone fill me in?
Oh, that was very funny, honestly. But, I mean, honestly, if I were you, I probably wouldn't have read it anyways because by then you already knew everything and we explained it to you, like, word for word.
I was just kind of over it at that point, if we're being honest.
Yeah. A lot of people in our book club, I'm not going to lie, didn't like this book.
Like, half of our book club didn't even finish the book. Actually, I think me, you, and one other girl were the only people to finish it.
I think there were 4 people in the book club who finished the book.
Well, maybe one of them wasn't at the meeting then.
Oh, one of them was actually new. So that's probably why.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so 4 people out of, I think it's 9 people. Or something like that, didn't finish or finish the book. But I mean, I liked it. I really did. I really liked it because honestly, it's what I thought it was going to be. And I kind of liked that it was creepy and it was old and it had all this weird language in it. And you kind of didn't know who it was, but that's kind of right up my alley. Like, I love creepy stuff that I don't know. I just, this is the kind of stuff I like. You definitely have to like this type of writing. You have to, and honestly, we read a lot of these newer novels and these newer books, so we a lot of the times know what to expect. But I honestly really enjoyed it. A few other people in the book club really enjoyed it. So it's just up to you and your taste and how you want to vibe with it.
Yeah, you just gotta, like, maybe read about the book before you read it. I'm bad about doing that because I like to be surprised. So I think if I read it and kind of knew what I was getting into before I read it, I would have been expecting something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, I liked it. So Well, I was going to ask you if you were satisfied by the ending, but I
it's not a very fair question due to the circumstance.
Yeah, honestly, I really like the ending. I thought they explained it very well. And I do love how the first page talks about how Agatha planned so hard for this book to kind of tie everything up. So overall, I really liked it. I thought it was great. I would recommend it. Alyssa, let them know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, this is like kind of going back to like with the flight attendant. Like, if this is your cup of tea, it's a great book. Mm-hmm. But like, just, I guess it just probably has a particular audience. Mm-hmm. And I was not part of that audience. But I didn't think it was a bad book by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so there you have it, guys. And then there were none. Now we're going to do our killer rating for this book.
Oh my.
I know. So how realistic would you rate this book, 1 through 5?
I'm going to give this a 1. I'm sorry. We're not going to agree.
I'll give it a 2. Honestly, I'm kind of with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
1.5.
Creepiness. Lose your appetite to lose sleep.
Probably lose sleep for me, because if I was in that house and like just thinking about the situation going on, I wouldn't want to sleep.
No, there's no way I would sleep. And honestly, can we talk about how they would just keep going to bed every night alone?
Yeah, what the heck? I would, like, not do that. That is a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up. That, and, like, they kept eating and, like, cooking and, like, I don't know. If people are dying left and right and being poisoned and murdered in their sleep, like, why are you still eating each other's cooking?
And why are they not just staying all together in one room? Every time they separate, someone dies.
Every time.
It's crazy. But yeah, creepiness, loose sleep, with you all the way. Readability, one day read to you're never going to finish.
It is a fast read. I will give it that.
Yeah. I think it's a one day read.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Okay. Book club, would you recommend this? And honestly, if we're going off of our book club, I mean, we probably wouldn't.
No.
But I think other book clubs would really enjoy it. I mean, honestly, everyone who read the book in our book club really liked it. And then I think other people just kind of gave up before really getting into it.
I will say that too. Like, you and I and a couple of the other girls did finish it. There are girls that gave up at the beginning. I think they didn't even get past the first few chapters. Mm-hmm. So I think if you give it more of a chance, maybe they would have been more into it. But I don't know. For our particular book club, I would say no, but that doesn't mean it's a no for everybody.
Exactly. I really like this one. I think there's other people that would really like it. And honestly, you guys, when you're in a book club, you know your club and just feel it out. Everyone, honestly, though, I do have to say, everyone was so excited about this book when we picked it.
Yeah, they look really excited.
Very excited, but then no one read it. So I don't know. But that's it, guys. That's our killer rating. And now we're going to tell you what we're reading next month. Alyssa, do you want to tell them the first book we're doing?
Yeah, so we're going to be reading Something in the Water by Catherine Stedman. I've been wanting to read this book for a super long time. My sister-in-law gave it to me. She really enjoyed it. So we are going to dive into that one.
And then we're going to read Local Woman Missing by Mary Kubica. I'm so excited for this one. And we will see you guys right here in 2 weeks.
As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at A Killer Read Podcast, on Twitter at A Killer Read Pod, and subscribe to the show wherever you're listening right now.